Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Back to Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio once again. Great to be back with you guys, as always, and great to be, for a change, broadcasting from the beautiful town of Knysna in the Western Cape. I've had a great time visiting family. I also stopped in at Fancourt Golf and Country Estate, and I'm going to be telling you a little bit more about what's on the go there a little bit later, and it's not only golf related, I promise you. But before we get there, let's have a look at what's on the go in and around Joburg this week. So I'm very excited for the Arts Alive International Festival, which is going to be taking place in and around Jersey from the 1st to the 25th of September. This is the 24th year that the festival has been running, and the Arts Alive program will feature artists from around the globe, such as India, Portugal, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, France, and features anything cultural that you can think of, including music, theater, literature, poetry, traditional dance, and music, as with a diverse range of things such as jazz to Afrobeat, hip-hop, kwaito, dancehall, reggae, and tons more. The festival's biggest offering, which is Jazz on the Lake, is not to be missed. It is taking place at Zoo Lake this Sunday, the 4th of September, and it's running from 10 a.m. until about 5:30 in the evening. And the event celebrates the beginning of spring and is the launch of the entire festival. It is free to the public and it's an event for the whole family, drawing on a diverse audience from around the greater Joburg area. It's going to feature acclaimed Nigerian artist Sean Kuti, as well as Paco Siri and his Parisian band from the Ivory Coast, and award-winning local artists including Afrosoul sensation Nati, Mafiki Zolo, and a variety of other talented South African artists are going to be performing. So don't miss out. That's Jazz on the Lake this Sunday, the 4th of September, and it's absolutely free. There's also a whole variety of other events going on throughout the 25 days that that Arts Alive is on. There is the 4th African International Women's Writers Symposium, which is on from September 15th to 17th at the Fringe at Joburg Theatre. And there's a whole bunch of other things on the go. The list is so long, it would take me the whole show to tell you everything that's going on. But if you are interested, please have a look at the Arts Alive 2016 program, which is available on the Arts Alive International Festival Facebook page. Or you can also visit www.arts-alive.co.za for more information. And you can also pop onto joburgtheatre.com and have a look at what they'll be hosting. I know Nakane Tore and Josie Field, amongst others, are going to be performing at Joburg Theatre on the Mandela stage during that period. So that's definitely something not to be missed. Otherwise, you can also visit my website, heatherhook.com. I've got all the lists of artists and everything that's going to be going on there. So just look for the Arts Alive post and read that. And then, very excited, Saturday Night Fever is coming to the State Theatre in Pretoria. And I'm very, very, very excited for this. It's one of my favorite movies, so I'm excited to see it on stage. It's opening at the Opera Theatre on September the 13th. And that's the intro night. The official opening is on the September the 16th, and it is going to run until October the 9th. Tickets are on sale at CompuTicket, and they start at 150 Rand, and you can visit CompuTicket.com, and there are also some great group party discounts available if you're interested. And this is the executive producer, Bernard Jay, is very excited to actually be launching Saturday Night Fever in South Africa, and we literally have the creme de la creme of the most amazing pool of musical theater talent performing in the show. Daniel Bays is playing the role of Tony Manero, Natasha van der Merwe is Stephanie Mangano, and there's a whole other list of stars: Craig O'Barney, Charmaine Weir Smith. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So that is Saturday Night Fever, opening officially to the public on September 16th and running until October 9th at the SA State Theatre in Pretoria. Very, very cool. And then I am finally heading to go and see Nathaniel's Mannequin at Emperor's Palace. I'm going tomorrow evening, I think, to go and check it out. I'm quite looking forward. Nathaniel, as we know, has been around for almost 20 years in the industry, and he is an absolute hoot, and I have heard such good reviews about Mannequin, so I'm really, really looking forward to that. If you are interested or you'd like to find out a little bit more, Mannequin is on at the Theatre of Marcellus at Emperor's Palace, and as I said, that is running until the 25th of September. Shows are Wednesdays to Saturdays at 8 o'clock, and on Sunday afternoons at 3. Tickets start from 160 Rand per person, and you can call the Emperor's Palace box office on 011-928-1297, or you can also visit emperorspalace.com or CompuTicket to get your tickets. So don't miss out, and I hope to see you guys there. It's guaranteed to be a hoot, as always, with Nathaniel. And then great news on two accounts. One is that UB40 are coming to South Africa in November 2016 with their Red Red Wine Tour. Very excited. I know this certainly gives away my age, but I am absolutely beyond excited. So that's the one thing. And the next big thing is that ska reggae band Grassy Spark, local band, will be opening for UB40 for their tour. The dates are Cape Town, 5th and 6th of November, Durban, the 10th of November, and then Johannesburg, 12th of November. UB40 will be at the Ticket Pro Dome. Now, Grassy Spark are from Cape Town. They've just released their debut album, Portal, along with their brand new single, Here I Am. And it is an absolutely amazing, amazing opportunity to open for UB40. I'm very, very excited. I'm really looking forward to this. So get yourself onto bigconcerts.co.za. Go check it out. Have a look at the dates. Tickets range in price, I think, from about 450 Rand upwards. And bigconcerts.co.za has all your info. Get booking now. I actually see some of the Cape Town shows are already sold out, and I have no doubt that they will sell out very, very fast. So catch UB40 and local ska reggae band Grassy Spark. I'm very, very excited for that. Then this week, I popped in to go and visit my good friend Ridwan Suda, who runs a company called Fazaar Couture. They have the most amazing little showroom in Alberton, and they do fantastic men's and women's and now babies clothing as well. So if you like a little bit of couture fashion, you like to look sharp, you've maybe got a special event coming up, you would like an outfit made, they are the guys to chat to. And I'm going to let Ridwan tell you a little bit more about what they do.
Fazaar is a company born from the ideologies of creating empowerment to both men and women by adorning an individual in high fashion, bold and unique design. The concept is that if you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, that creates a paradigm shift in terms of your mindset. So what we do here at Fazaar is we design couture, bespoke suiting. We recently have a toddler range. We design wedding gowns. And the idea behind that is that we create confidence in the individual wearing it. So we design to budget, which makes it really great on your pocket.
Yes.
And and we also design to personality. Now, how we go about doing that is we have a consultation with you, and we figure out exactly what is it that makes you. You. And we want to know a little bit about your favorite colors, who you hang around with, what you wear on a daily basis, that sort of thing. And we integrate that into a beautiful gown or suiting. And the idea is that when you walk away, you don't just have an item that we've designed for you, but you have a story to tell. And that's very important because people are storytellers by nature. And the idea is that when you go to a nice event, or you might be even going to a braai with friends, you become the focal point. And that's what it's about. So in a nutshell, that's what the brand is all about. And it's we've been at it for the last 2.5 years, and Fazaar has been growing steadily.
And how can everyone get hold of you guys?
Well, we have a Facebook page, and we have an Instagram page as well. Our Facebook page is Fazaar Couture, F-A-Z-A-R-C-O-U-T-U-R-E, one word. And if you want to hit us up on Instagram, it's Fazaar_Couture. And stop by at the boutique. Come say hello. We always Love having a bit of coffee and a bit of a chat with you guys. So if you're interested, come through to 83 Michelle Avenue, Randhart, Alberton. Looking forward to meeting you guys.
Absolutely love Fazer Couture, and do stay tuned. I'm going to be doing a lot more work with them in the foreseeable future, and I'm going to make sure that Hangout with Heather listeners get themselves dressed for success as well. This weekend, I'm heading through to the latest addition to the Capital Hotel Group chain, which is the Capital on Bath. Now, the Capital Hotel Group offer a variety of not only standard hotel rooms, but luxury executive suites, as well as 1, 2, and 3 bedroom serviced apartments and penthouses. They offer, they've got 5 hotels in Sandton, 1 in Rosebank and 1 in Cape Town. And besides, obviously, the rooms, they have a little gym, they have swimming pools, they have great, great restaurants on site, conference facilities, everything you could need. And like I always say, every time I walk in, I'm like, this is a home away from home. Tastefully decorated, fresh and airy, light. The apartments are absolutely fantastic, and I'm really looking forward to this weekend. So if you're traveling down to Cape Town, or you're looking for somewhere to stay in Joburg for an extended stay, or even if it is a couple of nights, check them out. They often have special offers and discounts on for in advance bookings. So you can definitely check them out and have a look. Their hotel website is thecapital.co.za, or you can give them a call, 011-290-9700. That's the Capital Hotel Group. I'm also quite looking forward to the official opening of Mesh Club, which is opening this week on Thursday evening to the media, I believe. And Mesh Club is situated at 21 Keys Avenue in Rosebank and features the most extensive cocktail and drinks menu I think I have ever seen in my life. And it is set to be the in place to be for those in the know in and around Joburg. So I'm going to pop into the media launch. I'm going to have a look. I'm going to see what it's all about. And next week, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Mesh Club, the place to be in Joburg. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I was very lucky to spend the weekend at Fan Court in George, which is one of South Africa's premier leisure resorts, situated in the heart of the Garden Route. They're about 7 km away from the George Airport, which is extremely handy. They'll organize a shuttle for you and come and fetch you, which is awesome. And the resort is set on 613 hectares of lush countryside with the most amazing, majestic Otanuka mountain range as a perfect backdrop. And I have to say, I don't play golf. I'm not into golf at all. But the other facilities on offer definitely make it somewhere that I would return to. And having done a wee golf lesson, I may even consider taking up golf one day in the future. So what I'm going to be doing is once a week, or on my show once a week, we're going to be doing Fan Court Fun, and I'm going to be chatting to several of the key players from Fan Court about what makes them so special and so different from any other golf resort in South Africa. So this week we're going to speak to Thomas van Bohover, who is the rooms manager, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about what the resort offers in the way of accommodation, as well as other things that are available in the area.
We have 170 rooms, of which two of them are two-bedroom suites. We have the luxury rooms, we have the classical, and we have our suites,
yeah,
as well as our manor house. Now, our manor house is on the property, and that is our boutique hotel concept.
Okay.
That's only suites.
Okay. And so how many rooms there?
18 suites.
18, okay.
Full 24-hour butler service. Complimentary canapes. You also get a complimentary meal while staying there.
Okay.
So it's very exclusive.
Okay.
Only people that are staying there can make use of
the facilities. Yeah, yeah. And then obviously, like we mentioned, obviously this is a hub for golf. So, but people come with partners and families and stuff. So what else is there for them to do?
The golfing side, the big draw card is the links, which is number one in the country.
Yes, yes.
Family-wise, I mean,
it's the golf cart.
We've got so many beautiful passes in the area. We've got the Swart Clump. We've got the Meyrings Poort Pass. You're looking at 60 to 80 kilometers. So
yes,
look, that would be like a day trip. There's the meerkat sanctuary, which is also 60 kilometers away, where you interact with the meerkats.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice is not far away. Nice is about 60 kilometers away. Plettenberg Bay is about 80 kilometers away. We've got a wine farm just the other side of Hartenbos. So
okay,
that would be about 50 kilometers away.
Okay. So you drive and make a day of it and do some fun stuff.
We've got Blue Flag Beaches.
Yes.
You've got Victoria Bay.
Yes.
You've got Glentana.
Yeah.
There's the wilderness.
So yes, there's
everything in the area that you
and accommodating for families.
For families. We've got Sedgway, obviously, on the resort.
Yes, which I'm looking forward to doing. I'm worried about falling off, but anyway.
No, you won't. No. We've got a cinema. We've got the kids club. We've got the teenagers club where they can do their iPads
whatever
and video
they do,
games
yeah.
and all those kind of things.
And then
indoor swimming pools.
I think it was Lloyd that mentioned to me as well that you guys do, over the festive season, you do a lot of on-site events, themed dinners, evenings, that kind of stuff.
We do we have a special area at the pool area that is set up with our barbecues and our hamburgers, hot dogs.
And you just keep it fun and exciting.
I'll be sitting with Fasani and Chef probably next week, so that we can think of concepts for the beer garden. Mm-hmm. We're bringing a beer garden this year.
Okay, that's fun.
So there's always something that's happening.
And the themes,
every night could be a themed dinner.
What a great guy to chat to, and what a great place. And do stay tuned, because we are going to be doing Fan Court Fun every week, and I'm going to be speaking to some of the top players at this absolutely idyllic resort, and you're going to be learning a lot more about an absolutely fantastic place to escape to if you need to get away from the rat race. Now, it is almost time for me to love and leave you, but before I do, the most important part of the show, I'm giving away 5 dinner vouchers to the value of 500 Rand each to the Green Peppercorn Bistro, which is situated at the Morningside Shopping Centre in Morningside. My winners were active, some of them on both platforms, some of them just on Twitter, some of them on Facebook. We did a completely random draw, and my congratulations go to Zalmarie Besselaar, who's going to take her partner in crime and dine with her, Mariska Hansraj, who's going to take her hubby with her, B, whose handle is B_Baluto, she's going to take her BFF with her. Leroy_Stan, who wants to take his cousin along to dinner. And last but not least, Sandika Dyer at Sandy Splash, who wants to surprise her hubby with an evening out. Sandika, I hope your husband's not listening, because then it won't be much of a surprise, will it? So well done, guys. You'll be contacted by me on social media, and I will put you guys in contact with the Green Peppercorn, and they will arrange times and dates and how to go about redeeming your vouchers. So well done to my 5 winners. Guys, there'll be loads more competitions coming up in the foreseeable future, so do not get disheartened. There's always a chance to win on Hangout with Heather. And it is now time for me to love and leave you. Please do look me up on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. Follow me on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. I promise to keep you guys entertained. Everything that I've spoken about on the show is also available on my website, heatherhook.com. And I look forward to catching up with you guys next week. Have a wonderful week ahead. Lots of love.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.